The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
I'm just glad I made it. What a scary prospect for the poor cat. Okay, our email address is talk@beat102103.com. Whatever your dilemma, big or small, fun or serious, work-related, love-related, we'll deal with it. And we'll put it to the Southeast and get the group opinion on it. That's how it works. So feel free to get in touch. We will, of course, keep you anonymous. Here's an email. Got in yesterday. Hi, Beat Breakfast. I'm going out with a complete messer and I need some advice. His humour was the reason why I noticed him in the first place, but now he's doing my head in. I thought his ability to make light of any situation was endearing at the start, but now I just want to grab him and shake him. He's constantly making jokes and pulling ridiculous pranks. The other day I brought him over to my family home for my cousin's birthday party. I went to sit down and he moved the seat part from the chair as I was about to sit down, which meant I fell flat on my arse.
No!
And he recorded the whole thing and thought it was hilarious. A few of my family members were quite shocked. I waited till I got home to bring it up, but he thinks I'm just dry and not up for the crack. And the problem is, all of his mates seem to think he's hilarious and mad crack. And I'm just left scratching my head. He's lovely in every other way. It's just we differ on what's funny. Is this something I can change or do I have to put up with it?
Yes. Yes. You have to put up with it for the rest of your days. You need to spend from now until eternity, till death do you part, falling flat on your arse. Because he's pulling the chair out from behind you. Yes, you're stuck with it.
Some couples are like this. I see them a lot on YouTube making pranks with each other. I wouldn't be one of those people. Yeah. No.
I mean, is he 12?
Yeah.
You know?
It's different humours though, guys. I can understand why, you know, he might find it hilarious. And look, you met him and you liked him that way. And now you want to change him? Mm. I couldn't put up with it. I really couldn't. If you've said what you've said already and he's still saying you're just dry and you're not up for the crack, you're just two different people. You're really, really different and I don't see how this will work. Because you can't go around, you know, checking out every corner before you go around it just in case he's there jumping out at you going boo with a camera in your face.
I'd say he's the kind now he hides in cupboards and wardrobes and jumps out. Oh,
I bet you he describes himself as the Minister for Crap on Facebook. What an idiot. I mean, there is still that time and a place. You judge it.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, you make your wisecracks. You know, you give a nudge. You don't pull the chair out from underneath somebody and they sit. Now, you could have injured yourself.
True.
Like, I'm assuming you're not 12. Like, you're a grown woman.
Mm.
And, like, it's just not funny, that nonsense.
And he recorded it. Where did he put it? You know, is that up on his Instagram or something?
Ah, come on. No. This guy is just an idiot. Like, you either put your foot down and go, look, this isn't funny. Like, that's what you did to me the other day was not funny. Like, or you just let him off. You would... Phase him out.
It's been a while.
I'd be much more along the lines of that, phasing him out, because I think if that's his personality and that's him, you know, you don't want to squish his joy either. He's that funny person. Everybody thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah.
You just don't find it funny.
I've been in that kind of situation before, not with somebody I was dating or anything, but just like I look at somebody and go, you're not mad crack. Why is everybody else laughing? Why am I the only one that doesn't get this?
Do you know what?
Is it me?
Niall, that's me most days with everything. Everybody else is just laughing, going around. She's hilarious. He's hilarious. And I'm like, no. No, it's not funny. If that's your level of humour, then I'm off.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
I don't know, what do you make of this? Can he be changed? Is he worth fighting for if he's lovely in every other way? Or do you think, move on, honey, nobody got time for this? 085 102 9103. B102 103, 839 on Beat Breakfast. Just a little update on the cat and under the bonnet, the whole way to Lahinch from the southeast on the hen party with the lovely girl. There's so much going on in that story. The owners followed as soon as realised, so did another 4-hour journey across the country
and back
to collect the cat. Tiggy survived and is doing okay, I hope. But there is that warning, particularly on cold mornings and the likes, give your bonnet an L-bang just in case. Okay, to the dilemma. Would you like to go out with a prankster? Someone who is mad crack altogether. A full-time mad you-know-what on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think, if it's not for you, girl, just move on? 085 102 9103 for any quick thoughts on that. We'll get your reaction next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream the TV you love without a contract on Now TV.
From Beat 102 103.
The Beat Breakfast Daily
Dilemma.
So the fellow who's mad crack and the joker and the prankster. It's a bit of a resounding thumbs down on the text line for this at the moment, lads.
It's hard to go out with somebody who is that different from you. And I think humor is a big thing. You know, if he's cracking up and finding himself hilarious and you're just sitting there going, this is not funny at
all. Although I think he's just crossing a line because the email did say that it was his humor that attracted her to him.
Yeah, one or two jokes.
Yeah. But it's just he's always on.
Yeah.
Well, particularly like humor is one thing, being funny and having funny anecdotes and stories and the occasional joke, but actual practical jokes.
The prankster stuff.
Mind you, I didn't come across any text saying, "Oh, this guy's grand, give him a chance." No. Nobody likes the crack.
Who's his audience?
Nobody likes the crack.
Where's the audience for his comedy?
No,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave says, "Walk away before you end up on your ass again."
Literally or figuratively.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the vibe we're getting in at the moment. So I'm sorry, emailer. It seems to be a case of move on.
Phase him out.
Phase him out.
Yeah.
Unless anyone wants to jump to his defence, 0851029103. But I think we'll be waiting a while.
Yeah, not yet anyway.
Right. The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.